now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week we take a look at a very cool mid-mod antique event which is coming up. Plus, we'll talk about a little thing called the Vintage Roadmap. And I've got some blogs for you as well. Things that are definitely going to give you that retro fix that you need each week. Plus, the best parties from across the globe and some very swank new lounge tracks. Right now, the Cocktail Nation, Clouseau.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
The Cocktail Nation with Tiki Lights there and Sandy Samba. Well, a whole lot of people in the vintage scene know about Mod Betty. RetroRoadmap.com is the website. I want to talk about this website with her in just a moment. But let's start off by talking about the Vintage Tiki Weekend at Wildwood's Caribbean Motel. Hostess, of course, Mod Betty. It's coming up May 15th. She joins me on the line. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Sure. Well, it's kind of a fun event. It's called the Vintage Tiki Weekend, and it's going to be in Wildwood, New Jersey, on the weekend of May 15th to 17th, which is in the U.S. It's the weekend before Memorial Day weekend. So it's kind of kicking off that whole summer season. I don't know how much you know about Wildwood. Not a lot of people. I'm always surprised that not more people know about Wildwood, but it's got the largest concentration of mid-century modern motels in the United States. It had a building boom in the mid to late 50s, early 60s, and while some of the architecture has been unfortunately demolished, there's still really a lot of great, really fun looking motels and vintage signs and a boardwalk there. And I've been there a couple of times. I've written about it. We're going to do a video for a Retro Roadmap there. And I just wanted to somehow get more people like to know about the place, but also go there and enjoy it. So I pitched this idea of a vintage tiki weekend to the folks that own the Caribbean Motel. They were game, and it sold out in 10 days. So I think it's definitely of interest to a lot of folks.
Yeah, look, you know, people just absolutely love tiki events. There's no doubt about that in the U.S. One thing that I found very interesting about you is with the Retro Roadmap. Tell us a little bit about this. For people who haven't checked out your work, tell us about what you've been up to.
Oh, of course. Well, it is a website, but I also have a presence on Facebook and Instagram and a video series that I'm doing this year. And basically what I'm trying to do with Retro Roadmap is have it be kind of that internet source for what I call cool, old, you know, cool vintage places and retro fun. So let's say you're going on vacation and you don't want to go to the same boring chains and you want to support a mom and pop business, but you also want to go to those places that have managed to survive and they have that kind of great, like what I call authentic charm. You walk in and you feel like you've stepped back in time.
Yeah.
So it could be a diner, or it could be like a 5 and 10 store, or a restaurant that's only open in the summer that when you pull up, somebody comes and gives you your food on a tray, like as car hop service. So if that's the kind of thing that folks like, which I do, and I love scouting it out, then this makes it really easy for people to avoid the chains and support these great old businesses.
And there's plenty of them around too. That's the surprising thing. When you check out your website, you think, wow, I had no idea there was so much of this around. Often people are just simply blinded by, you know, the Walmarts and all that sort of thing that are all around them. And if you just look one step further, you might find that very, very special thing. Obviously you're able to do that.
Yeah, it's always that balance, because I want to excite people about the fact that there are still so many of these places around, but also there can be times when I'm going out and I'm doing some research where I can drive for so long and not find one that it's like you need to be aware that while there are some great places, they're getting few and far between. So that's why it's so important to find them. And as you said, I mean, I do this myself. You know, this is something I've done all my life, and now I have the website to back it up. But there are times where I'll just look on a different side of the road at the right time and say, hey, wait a minute, I never noticed that place before. And now, luckily with the website, I have the perfect excuse to pull the car over. It's part of my quote-unquote job that I need to go see what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, how did you get into this? I would imagine it was a case of, you know, finding these places yourself in the first place and go, wow, I need to share this.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always been a thing I've loved. I was an art history major way back in school, and I used to drive around and take photographs of vintage things on film. But I always really, even back in the day, I always wanted to make people aware of them in my hopes that they would get saved. And that was, you know, back in the day where you developed your own film and you printed it, and any way to get the word out was all a lot of money in publishing. Well, now I always kind of joke that I had to wait for the internet to catch up with me, because now we've got, you know, even though I love vintage everything, I also am truly appreciative of the advances that we have. So the fact that I can find these vintage places but take pictures with my phone,
yeah,
and share them on the internet with my phone or my,
know,
you know, my
incredible
website and get the word out. I mean, it's just revolutionary.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You know,
so that's kind of how that came about.
It's funny you say that, because I've said a similar sort of thing. Back when I first started in public radio as a kid, I remember thinking to myself, wouldn't it be fabulous if I could, because the internet had just come along, but I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fabulous if I could, like, connect up this local radio station to the internet and lots of people could hear me doing a radio show, and then I could have an international radio show. That'd be amazing. And now I've got one.
There you go.
I remember even looking into that, and technical guys go, yeah, that'd be way too expensive with the dial-up charges and blah, blah, blah. Now it's like,
right. Well, I have
whatever.
I have an example of that, whereas my mother, who's always been very kind of forward as far as technology goes, she has been one of the very first people that we knew with a PC and a computer. And I remember trying to scan a photo, and I remember this distinctly. It was this great photo I had taken of a bowling alley sign, because I was hoping to create a fanzine where you literally would cut up the pictures and you would Xerox them and staple them together. Like, that to me was the only way back in the day that I could figure out to get the word out. And the resolution on the scanner was so low, it was almost as if, you know, it was like, you know, 256K or something. But I still have that piece of paper to remind me of, you know, 20 plus years ago, that this was still an idea I had of finding these places, yes, but also sharing them with people so they could see them before they disappeared. And sadly, a lot of the things that I have taken pictures of have disappeared. But instead of lamenting them, which I do, I also say, okay, well, we just have to try harder to get the word out to the places that are around.
Yeah, well, visit them now, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's the thing.
Oh, it's so true.
The Vintage Tiki Weekend, Wawa's Caribbean Motel, that is coming up on May the 15th. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great to talk to you. And your website, of course, to check out the retro roadmaps is?
Yeah, retroroadmap.com. It's all one word. And we also have a video channel that we're doing videos this year. So if you go to YouTube and you Google or you search for Retro Roadmap, you'll see we just posted a brand new video from a great vintage bakery in South Philadelphia. So we've got a lot of content on there as well.
Fantastic. So good to talk to you, Beth.
Oh, wonderful. Pleasure to talk to you as well.
Thank you.
Vanessa, Dickie Bird. My character is a card shark with a taste for booze and bras. That might be too much of a stretch.
He's a playboy.
So what? So are you. What does that have to do with anything?
But I ain't running for president.
Jack Daniels, still your drink?
Jack Daniels for Mr. Sinatra.
There's some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Chet Baker there and Street of Dreams.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
You know, most of us just love our fix of retro news. And I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of my time trying to find this sort of information. It's the kind of news stories that I like to read. It's stuff about current events coming up to do with vintage retro scene. And also some great articles about the past. And I found a couple of blogs for you that are worth checking out. The first one I want to talk about is a fairly new one, which I found, which is also on Facebook as well. So they've got links there. It's called thevintagenews.com. They've got some great stuff there, some great images. Well worth checking out. And a new one as well, which has just started up. We're going to be talking about this in the coming weeks with Jacqueline. It's called Retro Essence. Worth checking out. Both are on social media, across various social media platforms. So do check it out. They are very cool. And here to tell us about cool, Cal Jada on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
The Cocktail Nation.
Double V dot, V dot, till you double beat it, fall you dot, fadoot, V dot, V dot, fat it, fadoot, fiddled it, fadoot, V dot, D dot, till you not did it, fall you dot, fadoot, V dot, V dot, down it, fadoot, fiddled it, did fadoot, fadoot, did fadoot, 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 did it, farut feedad, feedad, filidad, or did it, fell ye don't, farut feedad, gidad, dance fit, fedder yard, fedlo dead, very wood, fedlo dead, farut, did love, will, better foody, but love of over, did it, live, did it, 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 did it,
The Cocktail Nation with Rachel Caswell there. New music to the Cocktail Nation and Dida. Do check out the social media pages that we've got set up here at the Cocktail Nation. We've got Instagram set up as Cocktail Nation. We've got Twitter set up as Cocktail Nation and a Facebook page as well, which is open to the public. Well worth checking out if you'd like to follow what's going on in the world of swank. Right now, the Uptown Vocal Jazz group and Take Me Away on the Cocktail Nation. Stand by for some Mad Men News coming away along with the World of Swank Gig Guide.
Take me away with you, lover of mine. Any old day will do, any place is fine.
Find us a paradise we can explore. It would be very nice, even if I've been before. Whether old or new, I'll adore the view even more with you. Take me away.
Show me the open road. Fly me afar.
Won't you show me
the kings abode in Scotland or in Zanzibar? Maybe St. Thomas' Law.
St. Thomas in
tropical
the moonlight.
Will make us a promise of
fantasy beneath the dew. Sweep me off my feet to the Isle of Crete, and don't be discreet. Take me away. Let's unwind and let's get away and never react to all the things that we've left undone. I wouldn't mind if we just today, matter of fact. Let me know when we go, my bag's already packed.
Take me away with you, somewhere sublime.
Just for a day or two, or maybe for the rest of time.
sip a bit of grape on the windy cape. Baby, let's escape. Take me away.
Sydney, a man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, and a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Hello there.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your bachelor pad.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Waitiki Zevon and Flower Humming. Well, not too far away, the final episodes of Mad Men, final season ever. And I'm pretty fortunate that I actually bought the final season thinking that they were all going to do it all in one go through iTunes. So I'm literally just waiting for this to be all filled up in my little Apple TV box and I can watch the final season. In a case of life imitating art, we all know, of course, Don Draper, the character, an alcoholic. John Hamm has recently just checked out of rehab for alcohol-related issues. So very, very strange. Maybe doing a little bit of method acting there, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to be sad when the whole series finishes. I'd certainly encourage you to watch the last half of the final season to catch up before the new ones are released, so you know exactly where you are. And there is word that not all hope is lost, that there is a chance there might be some spin-offs. I certainly hope so. Let's take a look at the world of swank now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Every Tuesday night, Forbidden Island, Alameda, the special movie night and cocktails. Jack Crosley's Lost World on a shrunken head every second Tuesday of the month. Tiki Caliente, May 14. Oana, June 25. The Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender is coming up April 30, running through to the 3rd of May. And as we heard tonight, the Vintage Roadmap crew of Mod Betty and other helpers are putting on the Vintage Tiki Weekender at Wildwood's Caribbean Motel. It's coming up May 15. For these gigs and lots more, simply check out the website cocktailnation.net. We've got all the big events there for you to check out. And if you'd like to submit some, we'd certainly love to hear from you. We'll get up on the website and on the Facebook page and on every other page that we've got. So all you need to do is email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Here's Heather Rigdon and I Like My Coffee Black on the Cocktail Nation.
Abandoned on the windowsill, a spoon that took a tumble of its own free will. They both have cream and sugar. Well, imagine that. Nothing like my coffee, 'cause I like my coffee black. Two cigarettes left burning in the kitchen sink. One has a lipstick kiss that ain't my shade of pink. Said you'd be working overtime, yeah, you could say that. I hate to spill the beans, but I like my coffee black. She must be quick on her feet. When I pulled in the drive, she made a hasty retreat. Guess you'll be taking the heat for stirring up trouble. Oh, did I burst your bubble? Before you start to pack, it'd be a shame to waste it, since you won't be coming back. Take the cream and sugar, 'cause I like my coffee black. I like my coffee, you know I like it.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with James Spencer. It's so good to want you bad. Next week on the show, we are talking about a film called Big Eyes. True story of probably what is the ultimate exploitation of an artist and a spouse. More on that next week on the Cocktail Nation. I'm going to leave you with 101 Strings and a Man and a Woman. Stay here.